The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Desi Outsiders podcast. I'm Meenal.
And I'm Ankita. And this week, we discuss the events that unfolded in India these past few days, with the untimely demise of a fellow Indian at the hands of a xenophobe.
We also take a look at the influences that lead to this kind of behavior, and we further discuss the potential each of us have as individuals to prevent such eventualities. So without further ado, let's get right into the show.
If you've been following this podcast for a while, or if you've listened to season one, you might remember that every fourth episode we released was a brain dump, where we sat down with a glass of wine. Okay, maybe not a glass of wine, but we sat down and simply caught up on each other's lives. A brain dump is something that I started on my blog almost a year ago, where I'd let myself write in a stream of consciousness format on any and all topics that came to mind. The brain dumps on this podcast were of the same nature, where we shared and talked with each other in a free-flowing format. This episode, guys, was supposed to be a brain dump. But unfortunately, more pressing things happened this week, and we at Desi Outsiders simply could not turn a blind eye to them.
Yes, that's right, Ankita. This week, unfortunately, has been a very significant week for Indians all over the world. Last Wednesday, a lot of you may have heard that an Indian engineer was shot dead and another was injured in a bar when a drunk US veteran opened fire after spewing racial slurs at them. And the assailant is said to have left the venue right after the shooting to boast about it. He was telling people that he'd just killed a Middle Eastern man, and he called him a terrorist. Srinivas, the innocent Indian engineer, had lost his life on the basis of the color of his skin.
And, Meenal, this incident, it really hit home. Because if you think of it, we are both brown girls. You know, my husband is brown. Some of my friends and family members who live in this country and in the US and in other countries around the world, we are also living in a foreign land, far away from home, working hard and just trying to get by. And almost every Indian, this is one thing that you might also be aware of because you yourself are from an NRI family.
Yeah.
I feel that almost every Indian probably has a family member or a family friend or a relative of a family friend or, you know, even a friend of a family member in a foreign country. So every Indian can relate to the loss of Srinivas's life in some form or the other.
That's very true. And, you know, just both of us just sitting over here, as we record this podcast, I can't help but think about what must have been going on in his mind. And he's just remember that he's a Navy veteran.
Yep.
I wonder what was going through his mind when he had decided to bring his gun into a crowded bar. You know, people were watching him and he just decided to shoot someone. And this poor guy didn't even do anything to provoke him.
Yep.
And Ankita, we have mentioned in a lot of our podcasts previously, even in some of them in season one, we mentioned that, a lot of these situations boils down to social etiquette or boils down to nature versus nurture. Obviously, none of us know the history that goes behind this man. Nobody knows how he used to live his life. Nobody knows what he's been through. Maybe he has been mean in the past and he never got corrected for it.
Yep.
Or maybe he's following somebody else's example who also exhibits this kind of racial discrimination.
I agree. And I really like the point you made about nature versus nurture, because this reminds me of something that happened 2 days ago here in Edinburgh. So Shane was on his way to work and a white woman, stopped him and asked him for help. So she was lost and she needed directions to get to a certain place. And because it was difficult to give her specific directions and to make sure that she wouldn't, get lost on her own, especially because she had a little baby in a pram, he volunteered to walk her there because he was also going in the same direction. Now, this woman who was a tourist in a different country with her little baby, she didn't even think twice before saying okay and walking with Shane. And they had an in-depth conversation and she told him how she was a lawyer and that she was visiting from Germany. And when they reached their destination, they both said goodbye and just went their separate ways. Now, it would have been so easy for alarm bells to go off in her head when a brown man in an unfamiliar neighborhood in a completely different country offered to walk her to her destination, you know, but it was completely apparent that she didn't even think along those lines. She was completely fine with it. And she didn't even express any kind of discomfort. She just walked with Shane.
Yeah. And Ankita, just like we spoke about this Navy veteran, about what his history was, what influences he had in his life, you know, it's the same thing over here.
Yep.
Her nature and her influences probably taught her to treat humans equally or treat someone like Shane in a polite manner. So in this episode, what we want to discuss in depth is the point about nurture. What are the things that shape and influence young minds today? And more importantly, who exactly is influencing them?
Yep.
And what are our young minds in India getting exposed to? And what is shaping their mentalities? And what is determining their role as citizens of the future?
Well, we all know that the biggest influence these days is social media, and that's no surprise to us.
And that's right, Ankita. You know that we're talking about young minds, and if you think about it medically, we're talking about a lot of kids at a young age where they're more prone to pick up things quicker.
Yeah, three-year-olds can operate like washing machines and iPads, so...
Yeah, and that's when their minds are shaping up, and that's when they're starting to perceive their environment in certain ways, and it's really important to tackle what is driving all of this.
And especially, Meenal, you know, these are times when people just scroll through their Facebook and Twitter feeds first thing in the morning because that's where they get their local news. These platforms have literally put news on our fingertips, but the downside is that people sometimes make the mistake of wholeheartedly consuming whatever they see first or whatever they see the most. It's basically hive mentality. I don't know if you've heard of this, where if you're exposed to news that gives you a particular point of view over and over again, or if your personal hero shares a particular perspective, you immediately get on the bandwagon and you shape your opinions accordingly.
It's very important that you mention personal heroes, Ankita, because a lot of responsibility does come with being a noted celebrity or politician, especially in India.
Yeah.
And one of them includes being a responsible role model to the millions, or in India's case, a billion of people who watch you on a daily basis, and they follow your life through all aspects of social media.
Yeah, since you kept mentioning especially a country like India, I just want to point out that it's not uncommon in our country to quite literally worship your heroes, where, you know, there are temples made for celebrities and there are long drawn pujas that are conducted before cricket matches.
Yeah.
And our celebrities are closely watched by the public. And in most cases, their every move tends to shape the opinions of their followers. And in turn, in a way, the entire nation or the younger generation of today.
Well, Ankita, remember how during the US election, we all took Trump's tweets as entertainment?
Yep.
I am personally guilty of it myself.
Me too, me too.
And I think most of us are, to be honest.
Yeah, but it was just funny in the beginning.
And his behavior was appalling to the extent that we couldn't take him seriously.
Hmm.
I'm sure you also thought, and so did I, we would think, well, he obviously won't actually build a wall, will he?
Yeah.
And when he did come into power, everyone was shocked. And everybody had to accept the fact that Trump was now the president of the United States.
Yep.
And funnily enough, Ankita, citizens of America, or the US, they knew they had control on the outcome of the result.
Yep.
And they only realized the gravity of the role they played in the election only when it was too late.
As always.
Obviously, you know, the same thing happened with Brexit as well.
Yeah.
People wish they had voted in when it was too late as well.
The very next day, people woke up to say, oh my God, what did I do?
Yeah. So as a member of society of a country, whether it's America or India, we forget that we all play a small but significant role in influencing political situations. And I have seen this so many times, and this is not just in India, everywhere around the world, people are saying, well, if I go and vote, it's not going to make much of a difference.
I get that, because they say this on a large scale when it's about voting, but if you think of it, in every single household, there are people who have an attitude like, if I tweet this, or if I make a joke in front of my younger sibling or my younger child, it won't be the end of the world. It won't make a difference. Nobody's watching, right? So I feel that we should always remember that the future culture is watching, our children are watching, and they're watching the language you use when you refer to people from a different race or a community. They're watching your body language when you speak to a person of the opposite sex or a person with a different, say, sexual orientation or any kind of difference from you. And they're not just watching, they're also learning, and they're learning to emulate, to imitate you and become a version of you. That's what kids do.
And a lot of the times we don't realize that these small things add up, especially on a daily basis. And this is, unfortunately, the reality is that we are exposed to this on a daily basis. So all of it does add up. And over the past year, we've watched Trump, we've watched Hillary, we've watched J.K. Rowling and Piers Morgan. And, you know, they've all had their field days on Twitter. But because you mentioned the U.S. shooting, I'd rather talk about Trump's Twitter fiasco. And spreading hate through Twitter became a common sight for all of us. And so much so that it became normal.
You're right. It's truly a scary thought that killing someone on the basis of their skin color and just randomly shooting them for doing nothing provocative, it's starting to become normal now. Like, there's one incident that has been reported now, and it scares me to think how many more to come. How many more people would have taken inspiration from this, right? I specifically remember speaking to you, Meenal, around the time of November, and we spoke to each other about how we wanted to refrain from even using social media during the early hours of the day, or, you know, when Trump got elected, because it would just rile us up. And to be honest, it made us both lose a lot of faith in humanity because of everything that was being said and done.
Well, yeah, that was a point where I could not see any good happening. And everything would just make me, would just make both of us really angry.
I think it's just it's been like snowballing ever since. And
oh, definitely.
I mean, if you look at it, every single week we've been back here talking about something grave and something horrible that happened because we couldn't ignore it. We simply could not ignore it. This week itself, it was supposed to be a brain dump, and here we are.
And here we are again.
Yeah.
But if we put politics aside, Ankita, I don't know if you watched the Oscars this weekend. I watched Viola Davis give a speech.
Oh, yes. Oh, that speech.
Yeah, of course. It was one of the most amazing speeches that I've ever heard. And when she gave a speech at the Oscars, when I watched her, you know, she was spreading a very powerful and strong message on empowerment. And as she was sending out this message, I personally felt a fire ignite in my soul. And, you know, I felt empowered as both a woman and as a creator.
Yep.
But if we look at this from a very matter-of-fact way, I'm just 23.
Yep.
And I've traveled a fair amount. And I would say that if I compare my travels to someone who lives in India and who doesn't study abroad, I can confidently say that my experiences have shaped and molded my brain in such a way that I'm forced to critically think and differentiate between right, wrong, good, and bad. And I know for a fact that when I came into medical school 5 years ago, a lot of the times I would have just been part of the crowd, and I would follow along, not just because I didn't know any better, because it was comfortable. It was just easier to do that.
Right.
And I guess my level of cognition has changed, thankfully. That's what I would hope in 5 years. But Ankita, if you imagine a 12-year-old who has had less life experience, who has had less exposure to the world, and he spends a lot of his time scrolling through Facebook or Twitter, or he spends time watching Trump as he mocks a disabled journalist, what impact do you think this will have on him or anyone in the long term?
Or, you know, when a political leader and possibly even a personal hero of some people says that all Muslims are bad and that they should be driven out of your country. That's what enables people like this naval veteran to carry a gun to a casual social setting and open fire on someone based on the color of his skin. Honestly, Meenal, this is, it's not very different in any other part of the world. And since I'm from India and since I grew up there and I received an education there, I'm aware of how easy it is to sometimes imbibe the wrong messages from people you look up to, from your heroes, and people who are in power.
So speaking of people you look up to, Ankita, I know that a lot of us have been reading up on what Virendra Sehwag did on Sunday when he took to Twitter and inspired numerous memes about Gurmeer Kaur.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And you know that it all started out with what his fans claim is witty or snarky, a snarky comment. And I don't know if you follow Sehwag's Twitter handle, but a lot of the time he does take the piss out of a lot of things.
Right.
And I don't know if it's personally coming from him or if he has a team of people handling his Twitter account. But he has built a big fan base on his witty and snarky comments. Now, we're not going to go into the news and give you the politics of it, because Ankita and I tried to do that yesterday, and it was so difficult to figure out why we even started, because we kept going deeper and deeper. And of course, just like most stories, there's so many layers to what actually happened. So if we just look at it as it happened on Sunday, we know that all this trolling that had happened to this young girl, it led to rape threat.
Yeah.
And people even went to the lengths to publicly describe how exactly they will rape this 20-year-old girl.
This angers me so much because, you know, like we've discussed over here in season one and season two on multiple occasions, that terms like rape cannot and should not be used casually, especially to threaten and silence young girls. That's outrageous.
So Ankita, you're talking about how people throw terms around very casually, like rape. And I don't know if you saw the meme that came out of this Twitter brouhaha, where Gurmerkar's comment about the war and Pakistan was compared to the World War II. And there was a meme that came out about Hitler, and it said that I didn't kill the Jews, the gas did.
So, yeah. I just feel that it's very irresponsible of a noted celebrity to spark this wave of trolling on social media. And it's even more dishonorable of all the Indians who participated in this mockery, and some who even went to the lengths of telling her that she would be raped, and that and describing to her how they would go about it.
Yeah, and Ankita, I mean, none of us know why people send these messages out and why people threaten to rape her. Because as I mentioned earlier, is that obviously this issue lies way deeper than we think. So my understanding is that Sehwag came out and justified that his statement was facetious. And he also tweeted, and this is directly quoted from his Twitter handle, "She has a right to express her views. And anyone who threatens her with violence or rape is the lowest form of life."
Right.
But where's the sorry? Where's the sorry in this tweet? Where's the sorry for starting something that snowballed way beyond control?
Yep.
And all we can see is justification. Well, at least all that Ankita and I can see is justification. And I'm sure that those who lost respect for him in the first place maybe would have gained that respect back. Because I'm speaking for myself here, that I know that if someone did something wrong and they apologize, I gain respect for them. I gain respect that they've owned up to their mistake.
That's true.
And if you can do that on such a big platform like Twitter, where you have thousands or millions of followers, you know, even better.
Yep.
If young children on the internet would have seen this story, it possibly would have opened their mind as to how we must act as humans and as members of our society. And let's not forget, you know, this is a message to all our listeners, that we have the capacity to make an impact on society every single day of our lives. And it's not just on Twitter, and it's not just on Facebook. Even when you're just crossing a busy road, if a young child sees that you have helped an old lady cross the road with her heavy shopping bags, I am sure that this will be engraved in their memory, and it could quite possibly mean that they will do the same thing when they see an old lady crossing the road in the future.
So what we're trying to say is that at the end of the day, whether it's Trump with his propagation of xenophobia that resulted in the loss of a fellow Indian, or Indian celebrities who act irresponsibly with the influence that they have on their followers, we just want to point out that they're not alone in leading our future generations. This trickles down to each and every home, to each and every social media account. Like I said, the future is watching, our children are watching, and it's up to us to send out the right kind of message. So on that note, I'm Ankita.
And I'm Meenu.
And we are the Desi Outsiders.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.